welcome to Christ's Blessing on this beautiful weekend. The day before in the United States, we celebrate the 4th of July, or our Freedom Day. And we wish freedom and happiness to everyone around the world. And not just political freedom, but personal and spiritual and emotional freedom and creative freedom to be all that you are and to enjoy all the gifts that God has given you. This is a glorious day, and I hope that those of you who set aside a little bit of vacation time and picnic time and celebration time will just have a wonderful occasion, a wonderful weekend. And I'm so glad that you took a little time out of your day to be just in receivership from our Heavenly Father, from Yeshua, and the Holy Spirit. So welcome, everyone, and we are so, so very glad to have you. I'm going to check on the board and see if there's anyone ready to come on and say something. Well, hi, we have Scott on the call. Hi, Scott. I'm opening your line. There you go. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. I got
Hi.
To do something very meaningful this week.
What was that?
There's an organization in Central Florida that serves the visually impaired people in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And they expressed an interest in putting together an environment where everybody could be given a clear and effective voice and learn to listen with sensitivity and cultivate mutuality, courage, integrity, creativity. So I've rounded up about 7 friends, leader types, and we went and did a demonstration of a meeting where we could do prepared speeches and impromptu speaking and evaluation. And I got to give one of the prepared speeches. And of course I used communication from Love Without End, the 3 levels of communication, and spoke about synchronicity and the intelligence in the heart. And we had just a wonderful experience, a very, very meaningful event in my life. Much appreciation to all the people that support me. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's wonderful, Scott. Congratulations. I'm so happy for you. And all the confidence, the personal confidence that you're gaining, and also your ability to just let the Holy Spirit move through you. Isn't it a wonderful feeling?
Best thing ever.
Best thing ever. I love it. You said it very, very well. So I'm just, anyone else who wants to share a comment, a question, ask for a blessing, now is your time. It's always our community time in the beginning of this call when we're giving everyone an opportunity to get online, to come online. We have international callers, and sometimes there's a log jam getting into the call at the beginning. So I just love to hear from everyone because it gives me a sense of being in touch with our community and a sense of knowing what you're doing, how you're feeling, and what we can do for you. That's what we're here for today, is to be here for you in the love of Christ, for the glory of God, and by the power of the Holy Spirit that has called us together and moves us into unity. And the more times we receive this, I'm sure Scott would attest to that, the more times we receive the blessing, the more layers are peeled away from our own personal lack of confidence or our own personal doubts or uncertainty or lack of faith. Or it could be just bit by bit we are gaining more in our ability to heal, in our ability to be strong, assertive, or a definite and positive presence in our community. You know, most miracles actually happen pretty much like glaciers move, and that's why we don't notice them. Miracles are happening all the time, every day, and we just have to be open for them because it's our openness that makes the connection. And our faith is the openness. Our universe is a universe of miracles. It's a miracle that any one of you could be on a major highway in a major urban complex driving 15, 20 miles, and you get home safely. And that miracle, you know what that miracle is? That miracle is the built-in harmony and synchronicity, respect and love, and mutual desire to be of service to one another that God has created into the human race. And sometimes I will do that. I'll just take a long drive on a crowded highway just to remind myself that no matter how uncoordinated I think we are, no matter how much some people act out sometimes and do the most incredibly horrible things, we are actually created to work together. Just think. I mean, just think of that and all the other infrastructures that we share in this enormous global community that we're in right now. And sometimes we just have to take a look at how, at the way a glacier moves and how that is a miracle in itself, that it just slides gradually down the mountain, etching its path as it goes, creating new fields of life, new pathways, and it's so slow, we don't notice it. Every year, on the long stretch of beach that we have down here, we have a 75-mile national park beach that starts just about 30 miles from my home and then goes 75 miles along the coastline. And it is stunningly, stunningly beautiful because it's pristine. It's a coastline that's just not touched by human habitation. There are no buildings within sight anywhere. And every year, they release thousands and thousands of baby sea turtles. And it's an amazing event to be there when the little sea turtles are released. They're created in little safe ponds, saltwater ponds, where they can be born and come of age to have a chance of surviving in the ocean. And then these little guys just know. They know where to go. They can smell the water, and it's so cute to see these little creatures racing together, all headed for the ocean. And I think in my mind, you know, I wonder where they'll end up. They could literally travel all over the planet. And these little guys that you get to see being released are like little messenger, little carrier messenger boys and girls. And there they go, not a care in the world, not a sense of obstruction in the world, just following the grace of God and the instincts of nature to head out to this wild frontier called the open sea. And I think about how we do that as human beings until we get scared. And then once we get scared, everything turns back on us. And in that little state of being scared, we lose faith and we begin to wonder, well, what did I do wrong? What's wrong with me? What didn't I get about life that was supposed to happen and it didn't happen? And it's only that, look at little children. They just want to touch everything. They want to jump off of everything. They have no sense of fear until they've experienced some pain. We have to teach them. And when we're teaching them, sometimes they'll cry because we've interfered with their precious little unbridled will. They just want to be free to follow their instincts, see, feel, touch, and go everywhere. Well, that's actually the way the soul is. And I want to encourage you to know that even though we've come through life and we've learned that fire burns and needles prick and blades cut, rain gets us wet, and cold wind makes us shiver. Even though we've learned all of these things that we have to protect ourselves from physically, pardon me, there is absolutely nothing that can hurt your soul other than your own misbehavior or your own lack of faith. Your soul actually has infinite freedom. As long as your soul is in a state of love, in a state of positive, creative discovery, it can go anywhere. It doesn't have to worry about fire burning. It doesn't have to worry about blades cutting. It doesn't have to worry about being imprisoned. It doesn't have to worry about being told no. As long as your soul is being the love that it is in a creative outreach, seeking for its discovery and for its ability to make a contribution to life, your soul never has to be anything but free. And that's a very, very important message that I wanted to share with you today on this weekend that we all celebrate freedom, is that we still have that in our soul, with our soul, by the grace of God. We just completed a webinar about how to rejuvenate our life and our bodies by restoring the power and the freedom and the goodness of our soul. This is what Yeshua was born to teach us again. Yes, we were incarnated into a physical body that can have problems, and sometimes we get stopped. Sometimes we get told no with a big red letter. And sometimes we take it so personally that we let it have a self-defeating effect upon us. And then that self-defeating effect can grow because we'll add to that all of our other disappointments, and then we'll finally draw the conclusion, well, I guess I'm just not supposed to accomplish anything important in this life, or I guess I'll just always be in pain, or some other unfortunate negative conclusion. And that's simply not true. It's not the way your life has to be. It's not what or who you were created to be. You were created to be and are a son or daughter of God. Period. And you're here physically incarnate for one reason and one reason only. No, actually there are two reasons. There are two reasons. The first reason that I had in mind is that you are a forward point, a front point for God's own evolution, for God's own outreach, allowing the presence of God to become more than it is, reaching deeply into the plane of physical existence. You're actually carrying the presence of God with you every step you walk, every inch you move, everything you do, everything you feel. You're giving God feedback about this universe, and you're giving this universe an evolutionary forward point. Now, the second thing, which I didn't think to include offhand, but it's a big one, and that is you too are learning. And you have an opportunity to become even more than your basic creation as a child of God. You're being offered an opportunity to become a master of experience, not just to have an experience, but to master the experience and be a cause of experience, not only for yourself, but for other people. And so this is why you're here physically. You're here to master your presence in life. We dedicated a webinar to the essentials of that. And the last 6 months, Yeshua has been giving me a really big mastery course where he just literally said, go out to the world. I'm telling you right now, take a plunge into the deep waters of the world. You go out and you do all these things you're teaching. You be out there with people. You be with the ones who are hurting, the ones in pain, the ones who need to be fed. You go out there and you be with them. Then you come back to me and we'll have a talk. In other words, he wanted me to leave the ivory tower. He wanted me to be out there and have that deeper experience that I was being protected from. Why? Because I walked with him all the time. It's easy when you walk with him all the time to have a happier, more comfortable, safer life. It just goes with the package. I think you can imagine that would be true. And he said, I'm stepping back for a while, and I want you going forward. I want you to be out there. And, I mean, he said it like kind of like a sixth-grade math teacher. The reason I use math is because that was my worst subject, my very worst subject in school. I could pretty much ace everything else, but that one. I almost had nervous breakdowns the night before every time I would have a math test. And I wound up usually making A's, but it's not because it came easy. I struggled with that subject. And I know why. Because I am such a right brain, I'm such a creative right brain person that the linearity and the particularity of mathematics and the precision of mathematics almost caused me to have a brain meltdown, having to cross over to the other side just to be there. So I learned not to take it personally. I learned that, okay, there are things I'm just not going to be as good at, and it's not because I'm not smart, it's just because I've made choices in my life. You know, we all make choices, and then we live with those choices. And I want to talk to you a little bit more about that subject today. We've now got a full house here, and I think that it's very important for everyone to hear what I want to say next. It's partly in support of a new online seminar that I will be creating, but it's not like any seminar I've ever created online before. It's different. And it's different because I came back from my adventure different. I came back with a refreshed understanding of being out there, a refreshed understanding of toting bricks and hauling water. I came back with a renewed understanding of loss and experiencing the hardships of people who sometimes are deeply hurt in the course of living sacrificial lives. And it gave me a brand new understanding about the strength we have in order to really, truly live the life that we want. I know everyone has sort of a maybe a vague idea of the life you would really want to live. But I'm going to offer a webinar that is designed to help you find out what that life really is, what it is you really do want to live, how you really do want it to be. Now, what makes this webinar different? It's going to be 4 weeks, but it's going to be 8 sessions, and there's going to be a private conference call between me and each person. There's going to be weekly interaction between me and each person. It's almost as if we're going to be living together for 4 weeks. And we're going to burrow deeply into the issues that are stopping you, the issues that are wrongly defining your life and keeping your life from working, or simply what you don't know about your life that's keeping it from working. And so this has to be limited to only 20 people. I'll be sending an announcement about the seminar next week. We've got plenty of time for you to decide, and actually I wanted to give plenty of time because it's something that anyone who's going to do is going to have to make plans to give the time, the energy, and the devotion. It's got to be something that someone really, really wants to do, because we're going to be like roommates for 4 weeks. It's going to start on the 30th of July, and it will go on to the 23rd of August. It's going to be on Saturdays and Tuesdays, and interactive times in between, as well as each person having a private one-hour conference call with me, so that we can just privately share what you're working with, what you're dealing with, what issues are coming up for you, and what you need to overcome. I understand that sometimes you just need those moments of private consultation. So it's going to be, like I said, it's not going to be like anything I've ever done before. And the end result is you will be able to master life in a way that allows you to start. I'm not saying we'll complete it in this course, but you will truly start living the life you want. And that's my objective. Now, like I said, we can only do it for 20 people because I can't have this much dedicated involvement with that many more. But after we've done this seminar and we've gotten through a few more things that I need to do, such as a live seminar in the fall and a Master Blessing seminar, we'll repeat this sometime. We'll probably do this maybe 2 or 3 times a year. So if you can't do it now, you can plan on doing it. Because I really, really care about you. And I care that you get way, way both beneath and above the surface of your life. I care about you in the way Yeshua cared about me. Getting back into life so that I could master it more deeply, more fully. And I want to give you, everybody today, some of the things that we're going to be looking at in this deeper work. Because I can give you some little pieces of it, and that will help everyone. And there are 3 pieces of wisdom that I want to share real quickly for today. And I'll share some more next week. I'll keep sharing little pieces of wisdom that we're going to be looking at. But the first one, which I've mentioned before, is incredibly important, and that is that the answers to your life and in your life will come when you fully realize that you're bigger than your problems. The great mistake most people make is to focus so tightly on a problem that it captures them. Then the problem holds all the power. But you can reverse that by taking apart your problem piece by piece until you've fragmented its unity. And then all of its pieces are smaller than you are. Oh, there's a lot of other things you can do to become larger than your problem. And that, of course, is what we're gonna help you learn to do in this seminar. But the second piece of wisdom I want to offer you today which you can start using, anybody can start using this, and that is this truth, and that is whatever defines a person controls that person. If your problems define you, then they control you. If an environment defines a person, it controls them, which is why some people can never relocate. It's amazing. I know some very smart people who grew up in major metropolitan areas, like New York City or Paris, and they've never left it. If you can imagine a highly educated, successful person who's never gone out of town, well, New York City has a phenomenal way of defining the people who grow up there. It's not because they don't have the power to leave. It's not because they wouldn't be interested. It's just they're defined now by New York City, the Big Apple. It controls them. If parents define you, they control you. If a goal or project defines you, then it controls you. The primary reason there are so many conflicts that we all have when we enter adolescence is we're making a transition from a stage in our life where our parents defined us to the new stage in life where we're wanting to define ourselves. Does that make sense? Okay? It's very easy once you realize it. And the same with a goal or a project. It will define you if you let it. And then, if it's not working, you have no way of turning it around. But there are ways. And the way is to redefine it. It's very simple. You redefine your purpose. You redefine your goal. Just redefine it. And then as you redefine it, you know, one of the sad things about modern scientific medicine is that it works so much with definition, defining a disease. You get your blood work, the verdict comes back, you're diabetic. Oh, I'm a diabetic. Oh, or I'm a heart patient. Oh. Or I'm a cancer patient. Oh. In other words, we become defined by that. So, the first thing you do, if that's happened to you, is forget the definition. You don't allow the definition to define, to control you. Take a look at the symptoms. Look again at the symptoms. Look again at your body. Look at what you can do for your body, for your health, for your attitude. Treat all of the issues as if they were each individual issues that need to have some support, healing, and remedy. And don't allow definitions to define you. And the third piece of wisdom I want to give you before we go into our meditation today and our healing is don't live with your mistakes. It's not enough to forgive others, which is hard enough in itself. It's not enough to forgive yourself, which is also very hard. But we punish ourselves by continuing to live with our mistakes. And we think, well, I created the mistake. I guess I have to live with it. My friends, we all make mistakes, sometimes big ones. If we choose to live with them rather than change them, they will continue to repeat and capture your life with more and more of the same. The better approach is just to admit every mistake. Then we pay for it if we can, or we let it go, knowing that by letting it go, we'll have the recovery power to come back and make up for it sometime in the future. There may be a sacrifice involved, but you will be back in control of your life. And your life will no longer be controlled by the mistakes you've made. And last but not least, the last little, I said 3 points of wisdom, but I realized there was one more I wanted to tell you about, is our universe is both expanding and consuming itself all at the same time. We thought long, long time ago with the laws of Isaac Newton that the second law of thermodynamics meant the universe was eventually going to eat itself up by the tail. But we discovered in this century, through quantum physics and beyond quantum physics, and discoveries of the universe, that, as a matter of fact, it's expanding. Both things are happening at once. It's amazing. And both things are happening for each one of us. We are consuming the life we lived yesterday. We're consuming it. We're consuming the life we lived as a child. Literally, we're eating it up. But we're expanding into tomorrow. Now, you have a choice every day. Are you going to focus upon the part of your life that's being consumed? Or will you focus upon the part of your life that's expanding? Because it's the part of your life that's expanding that will heal you, that will make you happy, that will take you to more friends, to more opportunities, to more perfect realizations, and will keep you in the grace of God. So I just want to encourage you to think about all of these things, apply them to your life, but now let's just have a moment of peace together. Just relax in your chair. Sit back. For a moment, take a deep breath and think of nothing. Allow your head to drop just a little bit and your attention to fall into your heart. Be ready to be in prayer, however you pray. Whether it's in silence with deep cleansing breath, which is enough, because God knows your every need. Whether it's just expressions of gratitude, whether it's holding hands with someone you love, praying aloud, or praying in words silently, however you pray, let the prayer be in your heart, and allow the prayer to connect you and unite you with your heart, with Yeshua, who will meet you there, to convey the energy of the Holy Spirit and receive the healing grace of God. Now, I would say my invocation to Yeshua, after which the blessing givers and I will begin conducting that very, very, very sacred energy of the Holy Spirit. Dear Yeshua, our brother, our teacher, our friend, Son of God, and the one who came into this earth to teach us to remember all that we are and all that we can be, and to set us free in our soul, to lift our load, to teach us to forgive and receive forgiveness, that we not repeat our mistakes, and to drink deeply from the waters of life. We thank you for bringing your love and your blessings to us here today. We ask that you heal those in need of physical healing. We ask that you give hope to those who are feeling alone or out of a state of grace right now. We ask that you forgive us all and lead us into the light. And we thank you for all that we are about to receive. Amen. Your blessing is complete. Amen. Now, go and rest. Be still and be quiet in the peace of God, receiving the love of God and all the blessings that you were given. I wish you a wonderful, blessed week with much love. And I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye for now.